This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Yesterday we heard that funding for the life education van was under threat. And while, you know, health and sex education are both important, well, what about love education? A growing body of experts are warning parents that it's not enough to have the sex talk. We have to have the love talk too. Colette Smart's an adolescent psychologist who's also a firm believer in teaching teens about healthy relationships. Hi, Colette.
Hi, Katrina.
Do you think we focus too much on sex education, not enough on love education?
Absolutely. I think this is something I've been saying for a long time. And when I go into schools, I just see this from students. I'm absolutely thrilled that there's been the survey that's come out to actually support some of this evidence, because we're doing so much, in talking to them about STIs and pregnancy. And while that's important, I really think we need to be talking to our young people about deeper concepts of relationships, and they absolutely desperately want this from adults in their lives. And what this amazing survey shows, and it's a survey done by Harvard, there's a project that they have called the Make Caring Common Project. I love the term. Mm. And they surveyed about 3,000 high school students and young adults, and essentially what the survey showed was that about 70% of young people want guidance from the adults in their lives about romantic relationships and caring. Yeah. They're saying that they're unprepared for caring and lasting romantic relationships, and yet it appears that the parents and educators in their lives are not giving them the guidance that they're actually asking for. So many parents, we're concerned about doing the sex talk, which is important, but I always say it's not one-off talk. It's lots of conversations. But in that, when parents are nervous about it, it's important to realize we actually need to start with all the other parts of romance and love, talking about what's important in romantic relationships. And to hand over this responsibility to popular culture and media is really... It's a terrible abdication of our responsibility.
So, Colette, what kinds of things do young people need to learn about love?
Essentially, what young people are asking is they want to know what healthy markers are for a healthy or an unhealthy relationship. So how do they know if a relationship's healthy or unhealthy? Really, what they're wanting to know are things like, how do I know if I'm being caring or generous? What does that look like in a relationship? Things like, what is mature love? What are other forms of attraction or intense attraction?
So I wonder too if teens really need to know the difference between attraction and love, because even little girls, even very young girls, they always talk about being in love, you know, every time that they feel slightly attracted to someone. Is that something that they need to understand, you know, what's the difference between just an attraction and what is actually real love?
Yes. So you've really just nailed it there. Honestly, they want to know, what does it feel like to be in love with somebody compared to, say, lust even? Our young people are asking those questions. How do I know if I'm just attracted to somebody physically? What does it mean to have lasting relationships? And very often parents who have been through breakups or divorce feel like, the survey even shows, they feel like they are hobbled in a sense that they can't really explain those.
They feel like they can't give advice because it didn't work out.
Yeah, and it's not true. Really, if you've had struggles in your relationship, talk about that to your young people. Tell them what worked, what didn't work in my relationship. What could I have done better? What could have worked better? What does long-term relationship look like? Mm. Where did I fail as a teen myself? So really, our young people want more than just the platitudes. They want to know about things like jealousy and controlling behavior. What does consent look like? And obviously, not those conversations aren't going to happen in one single talk
with
young people. It's going to happen over time. And so using popular media, when it looks shallow, tell them that looks shallow. Not all relationships look like that. Not all relationships work like that. What does it feel like when you've broken up with somebody? How do you get through it? How long does it take? Sometimes it takes a very long time for your heart to heal.
That's really interesting, because I think often when you are in a marriage relationship, you kind of want to gloss over everybody that came before the marriage because you want your kids to feel really secure as if your partner is the only person you've ever loved. But I think sometimes we're probably selling them a bit short because they need to understand that there is a bit of a learning curve there, isn't there, with relationships?
Yeah, absolutely. And, and they need to know that not all relationships work out. Even early young romantic relationships, they don't all work out. And it's not being negative or unkind. They know that, and they see their friend in pain, and so they want to know what's going on. And it's important we don't gloss over our teens' relationships and make them not important when they're in love, when they're 16 or 17, because for them, it's very intense and it's very important. And even schools need to be doing this better. The survey was incredible in that it showed 65% of young people want to know that from their schools. They actually learn better from parents than they do from schools. It's also what the survey shows. However, many parents are not covering these aspects. And so having other adult voices in kids' lives, teachers and mentors, talking about their concepts of relationships and what happened for them gives our teens lots of different perspectives about that. And I shouldn't just say teens, because little children need to know they're curious as well.
Yeah.
They know when their friends, mum and dad, have separated. They get concerned about pain in relationships. So our little children need to know these topics as well.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, thanks for that, Colette. Yeah, I had a conversation with my five-year-old just yesterday, actually, about love and marriage, which was really... They're interested even at that age, you're right. Thanks, Colette.
Thank you.
That's Colette Smart. You can find her on Facebook or at ColetteSmart.com.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.